Kona 101.1 from the heart. Here's a story of faith and persistence and love and prayer. Glory Gaynor in the hospital right before she records her number one hit, I Will Survive. Gloria, tell us the story.
I was in hospital having fallen on stage, paralyzed from the waist down.
What did your record company say?
People were going around the company saying the queen is dead.
Oh, no, they didn't.
I'm praying and I'm asking God, please, what are you going to do? What can I do? I don't have a job. I don't know if I can go back to singing anymore. What can happen?
So you prayed and you prayed, and what happened?
Not only was my surgery a great success, but I came out of the hospital after the record company had said they were not going to renew my contract. This new president comes over from England, where I was quite popular, and says, no, I want her to do this.
Now, if you've ever held a record, you know there are two sides to it. On the A side, there was a song called Substitute, but there was a song on the B side that they said, wait a minute, Gloria Gaynor would be perfect for this.
They said, we think you're the one we've been waiting for to record this song that we wrote a couple of years ago, and that song will survive.
Hundreds of people have told you, Gloria Gaynor, how much your song has meant to them, and we can't wait to see you do it September 15th, the Luxury Weekend at La Cantera. Gloria, thank you for sharing your story of faith and survival.
Thank you. God bless you.
Gloria Gaynor, a very special night at the ballroom at La Cantera Resort and Spa right here in San Antonio. For ticket details, Kona101.com.